Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment-holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or, as my ex-co-host would say, Numero Uno. We love you, the other Dave Navarro. We love you. What's up, Vato?
Right.
I love you, motherfucker. Right. Anyway. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Podbean, and Spotify. Soon to be on many other things. Watch out, world. We're fucking coming for you. Anyway, this is your co-hostess. Oh, sorry, your hostess with the mostest. Jenny.
The co-hostess.
Co-hostess with the mostest. I don't know what with you want to say. With the mostest. Okay.
Co-hostess with the mostest.
All right, you goddamn Charlie Brown loving motherfucker.
Man, I love that. I was laughing all day.
Bald, man. Just like Charlie Brown. Anyway,
I love it. I'm fucking up today.
This is your co-hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, aka Jenny, and this bald, beautiful man over here is my co-host with the most, I guess. I don't know. James Muse, aka JJ. AKA
How's everyone doing today? Day,
what have all your nicknames been? AKA, let's see, the husband.
The husband.
If Sasha George is watching.
JJ.
No, we know JJ. That's a.
Yeah. Well, they don't know. They might need to know it.
I said that one already. Yeah. No. Sasha George called you Shadow Man.
Oh. Because of the color of my skin?
No, because you just sit over in the corner in the shadows and just be quiet. You're just wrong for that. I told you, whenever you finally divorce me and leave my ass, because I'm a pain in the ass.
I'm not going to divorce you. I'm saying, if you ever divorce me, do that dumb shit.
I told you, Sasha.
That's some dumb shit.
We're going to become lesbian lovers. I already told my best friend she can't.
We don't have to be divorced for you to do that.
Anyway, I'm becoming a lesbian with Sasha.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
But we don't have to be divorced.
Anyway. Oh, God. No, that's not happening. Anyway, I love you, Sasha. Shout out to Dilly Briggs. Shout out to all my other... Dilly Briggs is a media for
Oh,
concerts.
Yeah, that's the homegirl. What's up, Dilly?
I don't know if you know her yet. She covers a lot of concerts. She may have covered a lot of your concerts.
She's cool as fuck.
We have a lot of things going on. Where the fuck is the notebook? You went through all the
trouble. It's in the backpack, man.
Went through all the trouble of writing all this shit down, and then you don't have out the notebook when it's time to have out the notebook. I told you, we're very laid back, I told you. We're really crazy. We like to have fun. What's the point if you're not having fun?
What else
this is the radio. I mean, we all made it all boring. Like, even Rush Limbaugh has fucking fun, I think. I don't know.
About everybody. Here you go,
he gets off on his pants about talking about Republican reform and shit. Get out of here. All right.
Why? It's my show.
You're putting down all the things that we're on. I already know. I have it memorized. All right. Go see Soul Rising this Friday, November 30th at the Viper Room on Sunset in West Hollywood. It's a free show. You have no excuse not to fucking go. Soul Rising is an amazing pop rock band.
Yeah,
you need to go
good.
See them. They put on an amazing show. They've got this keyboardist chick. She blows you away. She's
with the Roger Troutman mouthpiece. You know.
Yeah, she does all the time. She has that little mouthpiece. She puts in
like from Zappa like, Roger.
I don't know what it is. She controls it with her throat somehow. I don't know. It's really cool. And the bassist, the guitarist, shout out to Michael McBay from Soul Rising. What up? And the three lead singers, they're all females. There's a lead, and then there's the two backup singers. Amazing. You guys got to go see them. Soul Rising, they are headlining at the Viper Room this Friday, November 30th. So go check it out. It's a free show, so you have no excuse. And then we have
Catch your Uber show.
Yes, we have... We have our show tomorrow night. It's called Get Your Rocks Off. I come up with very interesting names to my shows anyway. Get Your Rocks Off tomorrow night at the Universal Bar and Grill. Sorry. Universal Bar and Grill tomorrow night, North Hollywood. Come out to see us. And we're going to have amazing bands like Mikaru.
Right.
Amargo and Marauder. And we still need one more band. So to play from 11 to midnight, I guess, or whatever. Hit me up, 818-406-1742, 818-406-1742, or email me at getrealglobalent, that's getrealglobalent, @gmail.com. So I need one more band. If you know anybody who wants to play tomorrow
Even
night,
a one-man band.
We just somebody. Anyway, I just need somebody. It's Justin Navarez. It's his birthday tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Happy
birthday,
to Justin. Right. He is in Marauder, and he also is plays as Animal King.
Oh yeah. He's good.
You seen him?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's playing tomorrow night. He's gonna be playing in Marauder. Cool. So it's gonna be a good show. Amargo's really good. Mm. I don't know if you've heard them yet. They're Mexican heavy metal, like sort of, and then we got Mikaru. Mikaru is really good. I love that.
Yeah,
dude.
I've heard them.
Michael's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait tomorrow night. I think they're supposed to all be the whole three of them. Is actually going to be there.
Cool.
We've only seen them either him by himself or him with his bassist.
Hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing him with a drummer this time.
Yeah.
It's exciting. We need one more band tomorrow night. Forget Your Rocks Off at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. Hit me up again, 818-406-1742, if you want to play. That's from 11 to midnight. And then we have Saturday. We have Universal Saturday. Come on out.
Yeah.
Universal Saturday. Hold on. It's this Saturday at the Universal Bar and Grill.
Tickets are cheap.
Yeah, $10 at the door. If you want,
15 for couples.
Yeah, 15 for 10 for one, 15 for two. So we like that kind of stuff. We give discounts. Hey, bring a date.
Yeah,
that was a good idea. You know what I'm saying?
But gender equality. We don't care.
I don't give a shit. Bring your girlfriend.
Even if you're a chick, girlfriend, none of that.
If you're a dude, bring your dude boyfriend. If you're a chick, bring your chick girlfriend. Whatever. We don't give a crap. This is my blesbian.
Yeah.
Ride or die, my bitch over here. T-Dog Aruni, a.k.a. Silent Giggles. As the other Dave Navarro calls her. Silent Giggles. She used to sit over here in the corner and just like sit when he had a round table full of guests, and she'd just laugh to herself. She'd never say anything. She'd sit there and giggle in the corner. So he would always call her Silent Giggles. Hey, what's on your mind over there, Silent Giggles? Check out Ace One Stop Mail Plus. They provide mailboxes, do copies, computer, internet, provide FedEx, UPS, and DHL services. They're at 106.5 Judge John Aso Street, corner of Judge John Aso, where San Pedro Street turns into Judge John Aso. It's at First and San Pedro, basically. Downtown L.A., Koreatown. Well, no, let's wait.
Little Tokyo. Right.
I knew it was one of those damn areas. Whatever.
Well, it's different. It's miles apart.
That's
so
true.
You need to be.
Koreatown is way over.
Right. And, it's miles apart, yeah, so you have to get it together.
That's by Wilshire and Western over there. But, yeah. Okay. So, Little Tokyo.
Little Tokyo, baby.
Very nice shopping over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
they got
good eating spots.
Something like cool little spots to go and grab some food or something, little lunches and little shops and stuff.
Yeah.
You'll probably find little cool little knickknacks and stuff.
So quickly here. Universal Saturday, this Saturday at Universal Bar and Grill at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91602. Come on out. It's going to be a fucking amazing show. This is a damn punk rock show like I've never seen. It's going to be huge. Night Enders with Minnie Green from the Minnie Green Show.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen Night Enders yet, Night Enders are from SoCal down like Orange County. They're really good. If you didn't see them this last Saturday on Facebook Live, or just come on down, Universal Bar and Grill, North Hollywood. Night Enders with Minnie Green from the Minnie Green Show. God, that chick is hot. She wore really short booty shorts, man. That she's yeah, that was nice.
And shaker, she up there and shaking dances, her money maker.
She had what do you call that? Mace.
That's what that's called.
I think it's called a mace. The thing with the handle and it's got ball with the big thing.
The chain
and the chain and the spin. Yeah, it was hot. It was a chick in hot small clothing. Wow. And swinging a mace around. Oh my
like
god!
Some, it looked like some stuff from like King Arthur time.
You need to come
that
see
that type of shit.
You need to come see the
it's
show.
It's like I'm, a I'm real weapon. Yeah,
hot chick with a
weapon,
a medieval weapon.
Right.
Dancing around in tight clothes.
Listening to rock music.
No, to punk rock.
Punk rock.
Punk rock.
Right.
Hood Life Hippies are playing tomorrow night. Saturday night. Hood Life Hippies. If you haven't seen these guys play, have you seen Hood Life Hippies
no,
yet?
No, not yet.
They're freaking awesome. You should come. You're free, obviously.
I'm working Saturday night.
Damn it. All right.
Next time.
Well, if you weren't, you're free. You're always free to our show.
He's making money Saturday night.
Well, good. I want you to make money.
I need it, yes.
Exactly. We want you to make lots of money. The Whining Pussies will be there. Saturday night. The Whining Pussies. Yes. Well, it'll be on my Facebook Live feed.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you can see it later.
Yeah, when I'm working, I'll check it out.
You can check it out, yeah. Well, when you're done working, you know what I'm saying. You know, the next 2 days afterwards when you recover. No, I'm just kidding. The Whining Pussies will be playing. Amargo will be playing. Foul Play, which is another band, I believe, that the Night Enders, one of the members from Night Enders, is also in Foul Play.
Okay.
So he's showcasing his other band.
Cool.
That night too. And then Goons Army.
Well, we get that.
So come on. Goons Army, Foul
Play. I like that
Play.
Name right there.
Goons Army, yeah.
Goons Army.
Yeah, Goons Army, Foul Play, Amargo, The Whining Pussies, Hood Life Hippies, and Night Enders with Minnie Green on this Saturday, December 1st, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., Universal Saturday at the Universal Bar and Grill, North Hollywood. Come check it out. It's going to be awesome. It's amazing. But we are in the studio today to stop tooting our own fucking horns here. We're here with Andrew. I'm going to say Bonsall.
Yeah.
I said it right?
Yeah.
Thank God. I didn't butcher your fucking
name. Welcome.
Honor.
Welcome. Welcome.
Andrew Bonsall. He is a fellow concert promoter and he puts on amazing concerts.
Thank you.
All over LA, and I'm sure other areas. I think I saw
your
stuff.
There.
There was other stuff.
Orange County, sometimes San Diego, Long Beach. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Awesome. So, SoCal.
Yeah.
I was going to say Southern Cal,
exactly.
California.
Right.
Yep. So, SoCal, which is what we're aspiring
to
be.
Right.
We look up to you.
When we grow up, we want to be just like you.
Yes, when we grow up, we want to be just like you, Andrew.
Yes.
We just like Andrew. He's my
mentor.
Role, my mentor and role model.
Too kind.
Do you go in San Diego?
You know, it's kind of a pain to go there. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just such a boring drive.
What venues do you work with down there?
I've done some shows at the Brick by Brick, which is kind of like the main like heavy metal venue. Then there's
another
place called the Marrow, which is a little bit smaller.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't do much there now. I mean, I tried it last year. It was kind of, you know, it's difficult. Like
was it difficult?
The market is not the same as here, obviously. Mm.
Okay,
you know, so.
Okay, gotcha. We kind of noticed that, too. We went to one show with our band, Satanic Johnny.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We went down, as a band I managed.
Yeah,
I went down there with them to, you know, be support, you know. And it was like...
What place was it?
Horrible. It was the Hard
House
Rock Cafe.
Hard
no,
Rock?
Not Hard Rock, the House of Blues.
Yeah.
Oh,
House of Blues in San Diego.
Downtown, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's a nice venue.
Yeah, that's a nice one, yeah.
But they also had some male strippers there that night in the other room. I don't know if that took away from it or not, but
probably.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Scary. But still, those wasn't there.
But dude should be going over there. It's heavy metal.
Yeah.
No, it was a good. It was. I mean, the bands were really good.
Right.
We got the Flood. the Flood from there. They're going to be on our show soon and hopefully in some of our concerts.
Cool.
The Flood are awesome. So.
No, San Diego has some cool bands.
So Brick by Brick and Marrow. Scene.
Yeah, it's good. And there's
did you have a good turnout or what would you, how would you describe your experience there?
Some of them were, it was good and bad, you know that's how it goes. I didn't really get like a weekend there. I think that was a big difference because people usually only go out there on weekends. Like here in LA, like, if it's a good lineup, people go out, you know, like no matter what night of the week it is.
Right, because this is LA, it's so big. So
yeah.
People,
There's obviously a bigger population of people listening to our kind of music, you know?
Yeah.
No, now, but San Diego's cool, you know? I prefer to stay local here, though, for sure, yeah.
I think it's interesting when bands from down there want to come up here because most of the bands we have on Saturday night are all from Orange County.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to play in LA, of course.
But see, that's nice. So we're getting in, they're getting in on the foreground, on the bottom rung to get in and start playing up here.
Yeah.
And start getting more notice up this way, which is nice. Yeah.
That's what I always tell bands. I mean, you cannot really just keep playing local shows. I mean, that's not really going to get you much further, you know, in your career. Like,
that's
you have
true.
To step outside of town.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like the fact that we're able to facilitate that for bands.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm always willing to help out touring bands that come through, even bands that don't really have a following, you know, just to help them build a following.
We just
And
had
then I pair
one,
them up with good local bands, so that's how it works, you know.
Yeah. What was that band we had, baby, at the Five Star? They were touring. They went on tour all through Mexico and some other places.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember the name of them. They were really good, too.
Yeah.
But they were a different type of music. They were a little more rainforesty type. I don't know. They were good. I couldn't, you know. But that's nice. I mean, sometimes
were
bands
you talking
hit
about this
you
past,
up.
This past week? This past?
No. A few weeks ago.
You talking about the one with the had the drum machine?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Because that was somebody that just got put on at the last minute.
Yeah, they were really good though.
Yeah, I like that.
But they were on a tour thing. They were that was the night they kicked off their tour.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just wish we had more people there. Just wish we had more people there.
What night of the week was it? Like a Tuesday
like
or
a
something?
Thursday.
Yeah, it's hard to get people out on the... I mean, even though I said that LA is better in that sense than most other cities, especially smaller cities, but still, it's harder to get people out on like a weeknight.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that.
But it's also equally hard to get venues booked on weekends because then everything is booked, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, so it's like a trade-off.
Jump on it fast.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for weekend shows, I get mine booked like so far in advance. You know, it's like it has to be like that. Otherwise,
you have to.
Otherwise, it's all booked up. You know?
You do have to at least a few months in advance.
Yeah,
or like sometimes at least a month and a half to 2 months or more.
Yeah, totally.
Depending on the venue.
Yeah.
You know, what venues do you like to work with? Like in the LA or whatever.
I've tried out a lot of different ones. You know, some I book regularly, some I don't. I mean, I book regularly at the Five Star, of course.
Right, I noticed you at the Rainbow sometimes.
No, I don't do anything there.
Is that
maybe
metal something or other?
Maybe it's some of the same
bands
that play, so maybe that's what you're talking about.
No, it's another
the
thing
metal
called
Mayhem.
Metal
Mayhem. Yeah, that's not my thing.
No, that's your Metal Assault.
Yeah.
Yes, he's Metal Assault.
Oh, thank
you. If you see any of his shows, like on Facebook or Instagram or things like that, be paying attention for him, you know, because he puts out a lot of blasts. It'll say Metal Assault or Metal Assault Presents, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so be paying attention for his shows. He puts on some really good shows.
Yeah, I try. You know,
you have a good good selection of bands.
Yeah, that's always the aim, you know, and I try to book a lot of different bands, like not book the same bands over and
you
over
can't.
Because then people get bored of that.
They kind of do.
Yeah.
What I try to do is
it's always tempting because the bands that do well, you always want to keep booking them.
Yeah.
Right.
But then it gets burned out, you know, so you cannot do that.
What I like to do is play mix and match.
Right.
So what I do is like, even if you have bands that play kind of with you regularly, switch it up.
Yeah.
Switch it up and put them with totally different bands. Like take the whole lineup and just totally switch it around.
Yeah, yeah.
But not like, you know what I mean? Like totally put them in a different...
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I don't really want to go to a show that's where everybody sounds the same, you know?
Or it's the exact same lineup every time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's say you
see that with some people.
Yeah. Like, let's say you work with five bands regularly. But if you put them on the same bill all the time, it's going to be boring as hell.
Yeah,
you
just spread it out.
Because it's great, you know, they all sound wonderful and that's great, but... Yeah. It's the same lineup every time. We're going to get bored with this. We're going to go start watching other shows.
Yeah.
So what I figured was I just mix and match. I take some bands from one show and I hodgepodge them with another show, and I kind of mix them all around. And then I like, and then it's a totally different show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mentioned the Five Star, and then I still do some stuff at the Viper Room.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I want to ask you some questions like about the, like certain venues, like the Viper Room. Now, do they charge you? Like, what do they, I haven't dealt with them yet, but I wanted to.
Yeah. That's why I don't do a lot of shows there. I do like very few that are really worth it because there's a rental involved.
Okay.
So,
I know a lot of venues over there. In like West Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, Sunset, it's totally fair because in their case, like they provide you with the full backline and drum kit
Yeah.
So all the bands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I try to make sure that all the bands do use that because, see, that equipment is dialed in with the room.
I got you.
So it's going to sound better.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So they just bring in their own like guitars.
Yeah, exactly.
But do they have the amps and stuff too, or is it just.
They have everything, but guitar players and bass players can bring their amps.
Okay.
But it's definitely like much preferable if
they. But they already have amps there.
Yeah, the cabinets.
Oh, okay, so they already have stuff there.
And they have the drums, shells, and everything. And yeah, they provide the sound. Their sound crew is awesome. Like, the sound crew is amazing there. Like, it's the best in town. You know, like.
Okay.
They always make everybody sound so great. It's awesome.
I do like that venue for shows.
Yeah. So. I book there only when I think that it's going to be worth it, because otherwise, like, I might end up like paying out of pocket, you know, if the show doesn't bring enough people.
Yeah, we did that at the airliner.
Oh yeah,
it did not bring
fun.
Any people.
Yeah,
it sucked. We lost on that one.
Right.
It was like $210 total between after what we brought in and our expenses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We lost like $210, which is not that bad,
no,
I guess. But
could
still,
be worse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't want it to be worse.
We've seen that.
I don't want it to be worse.
We've seen that.
Yeah, Viper Room. Yeah. I'm doing selective shows there.
Okay.
But
so you have to pick the right lineup, like the right bands that really bring
it needs to be,
a lot
it
of
needs
people.
To be like a big show. Like it needs to bring at least like 100 plus paid through the door, you know.
Okay.
And when you add in like the guests and things like that, like the capacity there is 200. So it needs to be like close to a packed house.
So 200 people there.
For everybody to profit. And but if you bring bigger bands, then they have their guarantees too. So you have to pay them.
Oh, God.
So then, and they need to pay the venue.
That's too much.
So,
see, that's too much. You got to really bring some bands that have a huge following.
So the ticket price is high.
Yeah.
You're looking at $20, $30.
Is that how much do you usually charge for that type of show?
I do like $10 advance and $12 to $15 day off. Like
at
I don't do more than that because
it's too much and people don't want to pay.
No, exactly.
You're gonna be a huge band
to pay for parking. You have to pay for drinks.
Right. Jeez,
and food
and
in
then
the
you
area.
Hope that they want to buy some merch for the bands. The one good thing there is though, unlike some of the other Sunset Strip venues, they don't take any percentage of the band's merch. So the bands keep 100%, which is pretty rare, like, especially in that area.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just rude.
I know, right? On top of everything.
On top of, like, the promoter's already paying for the venue.
Yeah.
Right? So we're already buying the venue.
Yeah.
We're already paying your fee.
Yeah.
But now, on top of that, you're going to take a piece of the band's merchandise. Really?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you're a jerkwad.
At least Viper Room is cool like that. They don't do that. You know,
certain venues. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
I think that's you know, I don't think that.
And
that should
I
be
used
like
to
that.
Tour with bands like as a merch guy. You know.
Oh, okay.
I toured with bands for like a good 2 years.
Oh wow.
And I did that like all over America.
Oh. Okay.
And yeah, like most venues were taking like 15%, 20%.
Wow.
So I started making like a fake sheet for them and then a real sheet for me. You know, like. Because I didn't want to give them all that money.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't blame you. That's just so rude, though, that they have the audacity to just, like, ask for that above the fact that you're already paying them.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, at what I say as far as, like, well, I don't know about other places, but West Hollywood, you figure the rent is extremely high over there, so I understand
why. They own
the
venues. They all own their
own
venues.
Well, they got to pay taxes and stuff. You know what over there is
boo-hoo.
Expensive.
Boo-hoo. Look, places like the Viper Room and the Whiskey and stuff like that, they do a lot of business. They do plenty of business to pay their taxes. They should have no problem. Because they're so known. Everybody knows them. And people come in from all around the world and go, I have to go to the Whiskey. I have to go to the Viper.
Yeah.
I have to go to the Roxy. Because they're world famous.
But what I'm saying is that the owner of the build, the whole structure probably was like, see that too. It's like, okay, well, I'm getting mine. So, you know, there's no telling how much their rent is for them.
I mean, no matter what night of the week I do a show at the Viper Room, Okay. It's like there's at least 15 to 20 people that walk in through the door just to go to the Viper Room, and they pay the full cover and everything. So
just
that's
just
awesome.
Because they just want just because yeah. they want to go there,
and that all counts Damn. Towards what we get from the door. You know, it all counts. Like they don't like the venue doesn't like keep that for themselves, saying that oh these were just like house walk-ups. No. It's all in one, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared to even ask how much the Viper is to rent.
$500. Oh, at least for me. Oh, I don't know if it's different for other people or not, but I'm just being honest.
Holy shit.
But
the potential's not bad, though, to be honest with you.
No, I've had good shows there.
Potential's
some of them,
not bad, we just have to find the right...
Yeah, I've had good shows. Yeah. This year, actually, I did the walk-in metal battle there.
Okay.
Kind of like how you did the thing for Warped
Tour. The Warped Tour,
I did it for Walk-In Open Air, which is like the biggest heavy metal festival. It takes place in Germany every year. 80,000 people. And like 4 days, like 80 bands. So they do these battles in a lot of different countries, and each country picks a winner to go to walk-in. They were doing the USA battle for the last couple of years, but it never came to the West Coast.
Really?
So late last year, I was contacted by this guy, Eric, from a band called Hellsot, who I know.
Oh, okay.
And he said that he's the representative to bringing like the walk-in battle to California. And he hit me up saying like, let's do it. So then we did it at the Viper Room.
That's
so we
awesome.
Organized all the we shortlisted the LA band. So I was in charge of the LA round, basically.
Right.
So they do these battles in different cities.
Okay.
And then it comes together into the national final, and then a winner gets picked.
Oh, wow.
So we did the LA rounds, and
huge.
We did the California final, and we also hosted the national final here at the
That's
Viper Room.
Wonderful. Oh.
Yeah. So
That's
and
huge.
A band from LA ended up winning.
Who was it?
Oh, it was Voices of Ruin. You know, the death
I know
band.
Who that is.
Yeah. So they played walk-in, and they played. You know, there's a lot of
Voices
different...
Voices of Ruin is good.
Yeah, there's a lot of different stages there of different sizes. They played one of the smaller ones, but they sent us pictures and everything, and they ended up playing in front of like 3,000-4,000 people. You know, like,
cool.
Yeah. And that
That's
was huge.
Amazing.
So we're doing it again in 2019. And
nice.
For 2018, we shortlisted only 10 bands from LA. This time we're increasing it to 15.
Oh, nice.
Because we figured there's so many bands in LA.
Why
should we limit it to
bands.
10?
You know? There really are.
We can... add more bands, and then we can have more shows. So, you know.
There's some really good bands. Ooh, please consider every other year.
Oh, by the way, this is a good timing, actually, because the submission deadline is coming up real soon. December 2nd is the submission deadline.
I have a band.
So bands should submit before the deadline.
I'm going to tell them. Is there a way for them to submit? Where
yeah, it's online. You could find it on metalassault.com. Like
metalassault.com?
There's
okay.
a walk-in metal battle link. Like,
I'm going to have some. There's a couple of bands that
Definitely.
I really think should battle.
Yeah.
Like I feel that they should have won Fans Warped Tour battle.
Right, yeah.
But these are people I really would... I would promote, like I would say.
Yeah,
yes.
I think Satanic Johnny has entered, as far as I know.
I love Satanic Johnny.
Yeah.
They're
good.
Dirty Machine?
They're good too. Dirty Machine's excellent. I'm going to hit up some bands and tell them to go.
Yeah, please
put
do.
In.
So this works out. I mean, I'm glad I'm doing this today.
Thank you so much, because we have a lot of really good bands that are worth being in something like that.
So yeah, that's one thing that I'm doing at the Viper Room, and they were super happy with it. Like the numbers are awesome, like the shows are packed, because you know, it's bands bring their fans to like a battle.
Right.
And it was, all the shows were great, you know. So they said, if you do it next year, we want it. So we hit them up and we're doing it in 2019. And all the dates are posted on there too. Like we already have the dates confirmed for like the battles.
Right.
It's going to be through March, April, and May. And the national final, we're getting it again.
Ooh.
It's May 25th. So,
nice.
I want to go.
Yeah, we want to go.
Yeah. Well, I'll get you
we'll
guys
do,
in.
Yeah, thank you. we'll do radio coverage
for
it.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
We'll do full media coverage for iHeartRadio, LA Talk Radio,
perfect.
All that stuff.
Yeah, in 2018, we got like zero media coverage.
We're Rock Rage Radio, too.
Yeah.
We have three radio networks that we represent, so
awesome.
We're down.
I definitely need all the media support I can get.
We're working towards television, too.
Perfect.
Yeah,
so if we can get our TV stuff set up by then, we'll have that, too.
We could do a live stream.
I'll have all of it. Heck yeah. We'll do Facebook Live, all of it.
Yeah.
Yes,
perfect.
We're down.
Hell
down,
yeah.
Down, Andrew.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What other projects are you working on right now?
Well, the newest one is my new record label, Metal Assault Records.
Yes!
So,
Metal Assault Records! Yay!
So we launched it like October, and we already have three bands signed.
Wow. If you're a band in the LA area especially, and you want to get signed to a record label, do it now. Metal Assault Records.
We are taking
records.
Demos.
Get in on the ground floor.
Right. Yeah.
always get in on the ground floor for everything. If I had gotten in on the ground floor with Apple, I'd be a billionaire right now.
Yeah.
No, so, seriously. When you see like stocks, you see certain things in life that you should bet on, you should jump in on, do it.
Totally.
Don't think about it. Do it.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. So, yeah, we have three bands signed. The first signing is a band called Goliathan from L.A.
I know who that is.
Yeah, it's an instrumental doom metal.
Yes.
And then the second signing is a band called Dawn Fades, which is kind of more kind of progressive metal type thing, you know, more modern metal.
Nice.
Goliathan, we released the first album, or first album on our label, November 16th. So that's just come out. It's available on our website. On CD and digital platforms, and I just dropped off some copies at Amoeba Music, and I'm gonna
record stores.
So we're doing everything DIY, like our distribution and everything.
That's
so
awesome.
And the second one, Dawn Fades, their album is coming out in February, and that's gonna be actually pretty cool because we're doing it on a limited edition gold vinyl and black vinyl. So we're taking pre-orders. We already sold some pre-orders, so it's going pretty good.
Nice.
On that front. And we just announced a third signing, which is a stoner metal band called the Solar Haze.
Oh, I've heard of them too.
Yeah, from West Covina.
Yeah, I heard of them too. I think they hit me up on Facebook before.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So many bands I have to
Yeah, they're great kids. Actually, with them, we have signed a multi-album deal. So it's a long-term thing. They're going to be like our babies in that sense.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have them record in like our own studio and that kind of thing. And
that's great.
We're releasing their album on 420, of course.
Fuck yes. We love 420. We were just smoking on our way here.
Perfect. I think even just
That's that beautiful odor that he smelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, just last night, I think they were on some podcast, and they were just like
podcast
smoking and drinking and talking about the label. I'm like,
that's awesome. That's great.
We need people to do that.
They was on a podcast.
Yes. Yeah, so those guys have big plans. Like, they're going to be touring full-time and that kind of thing.
And what's their name again?
Solar Haze.
Solar Haze.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, we lovingly call them Solar Blaze, but,
Right. Maybe they should have named themselves that. Solar Blaze.
It sounds so much more brutal.
Because a haze, you get hazy when you're high. Yeah. So, I could see it.
And they have this.
And plus Solar for California.
Yeah, so basically like this, their debut album, they put out digitally like last year.
Okay.
But we're like getting them to re-record it, and we're going to put it out on like vinyl and CD on 420. And we're doing like a smoke vinyl, like green and purple.
Not enough people do vinyl anymore.
Yeah.
Like people
No, vinyl is big. I mean, people
They put vinyl, they got the computers, the turntables you plug into your computers.
Yeah. More bands need to be coming out in vinyl is what I'm saying.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Right. Vinyl is huge right now. It's a huge market.
Yeah, I actually just did
investing in
that. Yeah, I just did a survey on my platforms, on the social media stuff. Like CD and vinyl it ended up like 51 to 49. It's like really close. I mean, and vinyl sells more than selling price is more than double of a CD, right?
So
vinyl is that's what we want to do. Like, I mean, yeah, we'll still do CDs, but I'm more stoked on the vinyl front.
People take better care of vinyl.
Oh yeah,
like vinyl collectors actually buy CD. It. You know.
I've seen people toss their CD on the fucking floor.
Oh, yeah.
But an album is in a nice, it's all nice and, in a little thing. And it's all
organized. Yeah, but vinyl, it's like, it's always a listening experience, like, because you take out the vinyl from the cover, you put it on, and then, you read the cover because it's big, and then you switch the side.
I grew up on albums.
It's an experience.
I grew up on albums, on vinyl, my whole life, like, when I was a little kid. Man, I used to Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Christmas
telling your
album,
age, baby.
Right?
The Christmas album, and it was red.
Yeah,
and it had the grooves in it. Oh my god, that was badass. I'm sorry, I like vinyl.
Yeah,
I have a history with vinyl.
I had a
huge history.
My parents bought me some little kind of record thingy with the.
Record player. I had a record player when I was a kid. Right. Always. Yeah,
but one important thing these days, though, with any vinyl is it always should come with a free digital download code, like for the album. So we're going to make sure that that's happening with our album.
Okay, so that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah, actually, anyone who pre-orders, they get like an instant download,
You could even do a package where people could pay a little more and they can get the vinyl, the CD, and a digital download. Yeah, yeah.
Good idea, baby.
Just packages. I like packaging, marketing.
Yeah, we do. We are doing a vinyl and t-shirt bundle, too, for Dawn Fades.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, so the record label thing is definitely the newest project, and it's keeping me pretty busy. I mean, I've actually cut down a little bit on the concert promoting because, yeah, it's like it's a challenge, as you could probably relate.
Yeah, because you're doing quite a few things.
So I cannot really devote my full time to it anymore, you know. So I'm doing the record label thing, and because, hey, this once it gets established, you know, that's like it's going to be awesome because, yeah, we'll have a full roster of bands. It's already it's looking good. Like, I know a lot of bands from doing this over the years. A lot of bands have approached me, so we'll be announcing more signings soon as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. Mm. I know when I first came out with the Get Real Global Entertainment and my radio shows and things like that, my vision was to have my own record label, my own radio station.
Yeah.
My own, label, like clothing line, perfume line. Like, I have a lot of, I have a lot of things that I'm working on. I wanted to run my own concerts and events.
Yeah.
I want to make my own movies and television shows and cartoons and things like that.
To be Oprah Winfrey.
But I don't.
That's not.
No.
She does everything.
I
owns everything.
I want to be like Oprah in that sense, but not in that bougie sense that I have to have everything named after myself.
And picture on her magazine is only her.
Look, I know it's Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, and that kind of sounds arrogant. And Jenny's Real Rock kind of sounds arrogant. But I didn't name my fucking company after myself. It's Get Real Global Entertainment. And my first show was called Get Real with Jennifer DeVoe.
You okay, baby?
It wasn't, had nothing to do with my name.
You okay?
But somebody else, some bitch with blonde hair stole my...
Because when we...
My idea. So she took my radio show name. She took my radio show. She took the name for herself, like an a-hole.
Wow.
When I split up, when I was no longer business partners with her, she took the name of my show. So I had to come up with something different.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So I had to come up with with a whole nother thing. So right. It is what it is.
She can't take your name, so you're good.
Exactly. Well, that's why I named it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. You just got to, in the industry, you just had to deal with crap and have to go around it. Yeah. Like, look, you know, just to bounce back.
Yeah, but on that note, I think pretty much from day one, everything that I've done in the metal music industry, so to speak, it's under the Metal Assault name,
Good.
Yeah,
that's how you want to brand yourself,
because that name is already established. So like when I started the promotion thing or the record label thing, I didn't have to start a new Facebook page or a new website. Everything it's one website for everything. Like one social network, one social network on Facebook, and that
which
one,
is what you want to do.
Yeah.
So like mine would is
because
be,
then you can capitalize on the on the established like fan following that you already have.
Right.
You know?
So you have Metal Assault with which is your concert promotion and thing, and then you have Metal Assault Records, and then you could have Metal Assault, all kinds of other things that you could go off of Metal Assault.
Yeah, I mean,
which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, just to give some background, the website started out in 2010, so it's almost 9 years old. And I started it as as a blog, so reviews, interviews, and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I did a lot of that. That doesn't seem like a long time, 9 years, but I did so much. It's almost 20, 30 years, I've gone to more than 2,000. I've reviewed more than 2,000 shows or something like that. And same, more than 2,000 interviews with bands.
Nice.
And then I branched out into promotion and that, early 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the record label thing this year.
Hmm. Okay.
And I also I have a management thing, so I manage a band from San Diego, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a band called Simani. They're cool. I mean, they're...
Simani? Is that the one where you said
T-Z-I-M-A-N-I. Yeah.
So T-Z-I-M-A-N-I.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it definitely, nice. Yeah, it definitely needs spelling. So that's,
I like that.
Yeah, they're a two-piece. That's not...
I put that on the... When I did the post, I put that all there. Yeah, so they could click on that and go to your website or click on the other, go see the band that you manage.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. So they're a cool band. Big plans for them as well.
What type of music are they?
It's kind of traditional heavy metal, hard rock, kind of Iron Maiden or something of that sort. Yeah.
Okay.
And the drummer of that band is actually my partner at the record label too.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of like keeping it in the family,
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Are you looking to manage more bands, or right now where you have all the record label and all this stuff going on, you're kind of...
Yeah, the record label thing and the concert promotion thing is probably, like, you know, the main projects.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
But, you know, I'll try to do more stuff on the side as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Always want to stay busy, you know.
Oh, always, right, yeah.
And with the, as you know, with the promotion thing, like, it's hard to kind of... earn, you know, like you end up like paying instead of making
sometimes
money.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because most... some bands are like very inflexible. Like I've dealt with a lot of like kind of rock star egos in that sense, where like they brought like
you.
Five people and they want like $600, you know, like they said, oh, we have a guarantee. I'm like, yeah, but I also expected you to bring like 50 people to the show and you brought like five, you know? So,
yeah, so...
But then they don't want to listen and they're ready to like badmouth you like on the internet like right away. So,
of course.
Yeah, that's so...
They're
hosebags. It's a no-win situation for us, you know?
They're hosebags.
Yeah.
I was going to add you to... There's a California music scene. It's for promoters.
I think I'm on that.
I don't know if I think I think I added you.
Yeah,
or
there's like so many messages on there.
Well, it's all promoters,
yeah,
in
yeah.
SoCal, basically is what it is, and it's where you can. They tell you about bands, like they warn you, like this band does such and such and such.
Yeah.
Stay away from that band. Don't book them. Like this band is like that. You know.
Yeah,
you
I should use that group more. Honestly,
I like it because, yeah. And they'll also help share your posters and stuff, your flyers,
okay, cool.
And things.
Yeah,
you know, when you have concerts and you just say, hey, can people know share this, or does anybody have any bands that, you know what I mean? Like I got Animal King from that.
I booked Mona Moon a few times. Oh yeah,
she's a fellow promoter, concert promoter. So I get a lot of stuff from other promoters too.
That's, yeah, Animal King is playing a show of mine like in a week or so.
He's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, he's playing in Marauder tomorrow night.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so I think I'm playing at the Five Star soon too with us.
Yeah,
they're he's a good guy.
Yeah,
Justin, it's his birthday this weekend.
Right, right.
So we're throwing big birthday bash tomorrow night. Hopefully we can get some people to come out.
Yeah. Where is that again? Universal Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. North Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, Lancashire.
Get your rocks off.
Across the street from North Hollywood Toyota, if y'all don't know.
Like, oh,
right.
I need more band.
By the train station?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
It's like a 7-minute walk. Really quick.
Yeah, it's quick.
Because I don't drive. I just do like the Uber or the public transit thing.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. We do trains,
we're
buses.
Smart.
Yeah.
We know better.
Yeah. I don't want all the frustration of
driving in LA.
People.
No way. Like, never.
Oh, God.
I've done it for decades and it's.
You heard it here first. Don't drive in LA.
Yeah. It's nuts.
We're looking at the crap now. Look at all that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah. We could sit here and laugh at them.
Like, if it's later on or certain times, it's. Traffic's lighter, it's okay, but
one moment, we'll be back from a word from our sponsors.
Cool.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeartRadio.
This is Harrison Nida from Victory Kid, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
What's up? This is Dirty Davo from Dirty Machine, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Cool.
This is producer, author, artist Sasha George, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 on iHeartRadio. Mwah!
Mwah! Right back to you, Sasha George. We're having a lot of fun in the studio today. Unfortunately, we only have like, 6 minutes left.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun. Exactly.
Yeah.
We are here and we're having an amazing conversation today with Andrew Bonsall from Metal Assault.
Yeah.
He is a concert promoter in Southern California. He puts on a lot of shows, a lot of different bands. He's also had his own blog and has interviewed thousands of bands.
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot of bands. So pretty much everybody in the LA, especially LA music scene, knows who this man is. So if you see the Metal Assault label, you'll know it's a good show. He also has Metal Assault Records now. So be ready to be paying attention to some of these bands he's got coming out. And we say Dawn Fades. And then
Goliathan. And Solar Haze.
Yeah. So be
and
ready.
More signings to be announced soon.
Yeah, yeah. Goliathan puts on a really good show. Mm. I've seen some of their footage on Facebook.
Yeah.
They were really good. So I can see them being one of your big sellers. But Solar Haze, man, that's that's going to be a big seller because here in LA, everybody's a stoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Practically. I mean, a lot of people smoke.
Yeah, I'm trying to book them an album release show on 420, obviously.
Nice, which is cool.
Right.
Which Saturday. Is good. Yeah. Yeah, which is good. You want to do that. It's a Saturday even.
Yeah.
Ooh. You can bring them on the show, I guess, before the week before.
Oh, yeah. We'll set that up.
Let me know.
Yeah, I'll definitely reach out to you to set up more stuff with the bands.
Maybe. Yeah, we need to do that.
Then you can play their music.
We got to do that ASAP because I only have a couple of April dates left.
Oh, cool.
I'll save them for you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know which ones they are and you tell me which one you want.
Yeah.
And then we'll coincide it with their release and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because we'll have some edibles up in here for the 420 show.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
We can't. I think maybe they should do that and then go to the album release show and pre-show. Yeah, right. And then you guys can come and live broadcast or something.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah, we totally do that. We're down for all of that. We like doing media coverage.
We love what we do.
I love what I do. Unfortunately, I have to take a day job to pay for it.
Until we can afford to.
It is what it is. You got to have a regular job until everything takes off and, stuff happens.
Well, see, I told you we wouldn't need music. We already talked for more than an hour, right?
Oh, yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
Yeah. Oh, gee, we got 3.5 minutes.
3 minutes, yeah. Yeah, 3 minutes. Any other bands that you're thinking about or you're looking at signing or?
Yeah, there's a few, but I mean, I wouldn't name them because, who knows?
They haven't signed
if it works
yet.
Out
yeah,
or not.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, to tell us where the other bands can hit you up. There any way they can hit you up?
Where can people find you on all your
social media,
your website, all that stuff?
Yeah, we're everywhere. I mean, if you go to the website, metalassault.com, there's a separate, a page for the record label, and there's an email address. It's simply demo@metalassault.com. So that's where bands can submit demos.
Nice.
We've actually had quite a number of submissions already from bands from all over the world.
That's awesome.
Sometimes I don't realize how much of a following Metal Assault really has.
There's so many bands all over the world and everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
Everybody's paying attention to Facebook is huge. And everyone looks at the LA music scene as
a
huge
capital,
beacon to everything.
Exactly.
I don't know why, because everybody plays all over the world.
Yeah.
Why is LA so goddamn?
It's and we think the opposite here, right?
Because this is the place to be.
I know, but it's funny. It just always makes you why is this the place to be? No, I'm just saying because there's so many places in the world that are amazing.
Yeah. Well, you have LA Talk Radio.
Well, we are the most amazing.
We love LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And where can they find you? So it's just Metal Assault on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then the website. And then we have a YouTube channel where we post some content once in a while. So, all kinds
of
stuff.
Should take your YouTube channel and do videos. Once you start doing the videos for your bands.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody has some videos.
Yeah, again, the same, I said earlier. So it's the Metal Assault YouTube channel. So it'll be used for everything, for the record label stuff. And for
that'd be great. Yeah. So you can put your concerts up there. There's lots of stuff you could put up there on YouTube. We try to share all our stuff as much as possible.
Yeah.
I have not been doing enough with YouTube. I forget how much...
Andrew, you have any shows coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do. Yes. As a promoter, yeah. This Friday, I have a show at the Five Star Bar with the Hellfire from San Francisco.
Oh, very nice.
And Siren Hex from LA, which is a really cool, like, rising band.
So I saw your poster. I think I shared it, but I'll go share it again.
Yeah, and then I have December 6th at the Boulevard in Boyle Heights with the band called Fuzz Queen from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, they had a show booked in LA on the 5th, but it fell through, so they hit me up, and I came to the rescue.
Nice.
I mean, I want to help out touring bands. I hate it when they have a show fall through.
Yeah,
especially in LA
too.
I mean, not in my town.
Not here.
Yeah.
Not here. We're all here. We're here to save you. We're all here to save you. Let us know. We're here. We got you.
And then December 8th, I have a show again at the Five Star with two bands from San Francisco, Rust and Bruja. And then a couple of Animal King is on that show.
Nice.
And then
cool.
Nyctophile from LA and one more band, Devour from LA. So
and that's
more
Saturday
like a hardcore punk type thing. Yeah,
that's Saturday the 8th. Yeah, we got a huge show on the 7th, the night before
that's cool.
At Five Star.
I know a lot of times we clash our shows, but that's what can you do? Like, there's so many days in the calendar.
It's enough people in Los Angeles. They can go to both shows.
Exactly.
And they can be sold out.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go to our show Friday, go to his show Saturday.
It's
boom.
700 million people in Los Angeles. You can come.
It'll be an amazing weekend.
Yes. And then whole lot of good music.
The one other show I wanted to mention is New Year's Eve. I'm doing a show at Five Star Bar.
Yes. You're the one that took that date. I knew it last year.
Yeah, well, I did.
Who's playing at that show?
So far, I have the band called Old Blood, which is kind of a psychedelic rock band. It's such an amazing band. Like, you got to check it out. So they're playing, and then I'm trying to build a lineup around them. So it might be a stoner rock thing. I don't know. I'm going to
see how it goes. You need some other bands?
Yeah, I do.
I got a lot of bands that want to play.
Send them my way.
Especially New Year's Eve. Sure.
Because I did that New Year's Eve thing for 2017, and it was awesome. Like, because the Five Star Bar gets a lot of foot traffic, especially when on an occasion like that where people are out partying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. It was cool. It was super packed.
I wish more people would walk by on our nights. Anyway,
we got an idea
walk
for
by,
that.
Come inside.
We have an idea for that, baby.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, I think
we're not going to tell the idea, but we got an idea.
No, we ain't going to tell nobody. We're just going to do it.
We're just going to do it.
Yeah, and then just as a reminder, the walk-in battle. Submission deadline is December 2nd, so if bands haven't submitted yet, they should definitely.
Oh, dang. Okay, that's Saturday. Or, no, Sunday.
Yep.
Sunday. We got to hurry up. Yeah. Get bands in there. Okay, yeah. So the walk-in.
Well, a lot of bands have submitted already, but
we need to get some. Yeah, we need some, you know, Jabbermouth. I have two bands I manage. Cool. Jabbermouth and Satanic Johnny. Yeah. So I need to get them. If Satanic Johnny hasn't already put in.
They have.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank God. Thank you. I know Hector and Moses are on that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, Hector and Moses are on it.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, we want to thank you so much today.
No, thank you.
Go check out Andrew Bunsall with Metal Assault.
Thank you.
We have Metal Assault. Go check it out. Metal Assault Records, metalassault.com. Go check it out. Check out some of his concerts coming up. He's got a bunch of them. Go check out the Metal Assault webpage and his Facebook page, and it'll have all the concerts listed on there. What venues and dates and all that. So go check out a damn show, would you?
Yes.
Check out one of our shows. Check out one of his shows.
It's enough of y'all.
Go check out a concert.
You call up 35 friends, and you tell 10 of them to go to one of our shows, and you tell 15 of them to go to the other shows and tell their friends and their friends, and that'll help us out and help you out too.
Yeah, we need you because Facebook doesn't let me send more than 50 invites.
Right? It's a bitch. 50 invites at a time. Holy shit. So stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, Facebook, why is it you limit me to only 5,000 friends?
Yeah. It's Zuckerberg, man. You need to do that, man. Yeah,
you need to let us have unlimited fucking friends. Yeah. You can have as many friends as we goddamn want.
Yeah. Yeah, like MySpace.
Dude, but seriously, this website's killing me. This website's killing me.
Yeah.
Just saying. Anyway, come on out to our show tomorrow night at the Universal Bar and Grill. Get your rocks off at the Universal Bar and Grill.
Yes.
Tomorrow night with us. It'll be Mikaru, Amargo, and Marauder. Yeah. Justin is going to have his birthday celebration. So come out and see it. He is Animal King as well. Come on out for his birthday celebration. We're going to kick off his birthday this weekend. We're going to have a great time. So we need one more band, though. One more band.
Come have some fun.
From 11 p.m. to midnight. Come out and play. And we're going to have a good show. Or the show's ending at, like, whenever the fuck Marauder gets off stage. Anyway, Thursdays are hard to get bands as well as to get people to come the fuck through the doors. But come on out. It's a birthday celebration. We're going to have fun. And then this Saturday, Universal Saturday, it's going to be a big punk rock show with the Night Enders with Mindy Green. We got Foul Play, Goons Army. I've got Hood Life Hippies. And we've got The Whining Pussies and Amargo. I just remembered all six of those bands off the top of my fucking head. I don't know how the hell I did it. I don't know how the hell I did it.
You're a professional.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, thank you so much, Andrew Bunsell, for being on our show today. Thank you for being on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And all that you do for the music scene here in Southern California.
It's my pleasure.
If it weren't for people like you and like us, you know what I mean? We got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Got to keep it alive. We want people to come in and see our shows. Come have a good time.
Listen to some good music. Enjoy yourself.
We all have a good time. We like to put on good bands, good shows, so people can have a good time.
Mash out.
Come on out to our shows. Go check out MetalAssault.com. He's got a bunch of shows coming up.
Good.
And his record label with three awesome bands.
Yeah. Right.
So we're going to say goodbye.
Good night.
Next week will be Ring of Leaders.
Woo! Serafino.
So, Serafino.
Right.
Our buddy.
Right.
Our pal. Come on, check out Ring of Leaders next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. I just totally fucked that up. And iHeartRadio.
You got it right, baby.
Professionals fuck up, too. I saw it on the TV today on the news.
Huh.
Even they fuck up.
Yes, they do.
They do.
And they get paid a lot more money.
Mucho dinero.
And then the week after that, we're going to have Low Octane on the show.
Paco Trabajo.
So we'll see you next time. Peace out.
Bye.
Gotta go.
See
you. Bye, Felicia.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.